Her family had been at Lednock Castle for over 300 years, and never had things been so bad as they were now. A succession of disastrous harvests, coupled with her father having made some ill-advised investments that had substantially drained the family coffers over the past 20 years. Although beautiful, and situated in one of the most picturesque parts of Scotland, deep in the heart of the Trossach Mountains, overlooking Loch Earn, the estate was fast becoming a huge financial burden. So, on this bright June morning, something the Earl did not need was news that his family were about to endure the ordeal and expense of visitors. Moira held her breath as her mother finished reading out the letter that had just arrived.
"I am sorry, Margaret. We cannot entertain the notion of a visitor," said the Earl.
"But this Larry Harwood is a great friend of Lord and Lady Cunningham in London. We cannot refuse him. It would cause great offence."
The Countess was quite adamant. The reputation of the family was at stake, and she had no wish to compromise it.
"I fail to see why they should take offence,"
said Ewan, the Earl's only son, as he helped himself to a bowl of porridge.
"It is not as if we owe this Larry Harwood anything. He is not a kin of ours."
"Wishes, Brother Ewan," whispered Moira.
"The Cunninghams are great friends of ours. Did you not say when they visited us last spring that you found them amusing company?"
Ewan took his bowl of porridge and sat down next to his sister. He was a fine-looking young man with the same fiery red hair as his mother. He cared deeply about his lineage and the castle. In fact, he had ignored his father's wish that he join the army in favour of a more rustic life, overseeing the tenant farms on the estate. He was never happier than when he was herding the sheep or taking care of the prized bullocks that Lednock was justly famous for.
"Mother, perhaps this American fellow would bring others to Lednock Castle," suggested Moira. "I have heard that it is becoming quite fashionable to have paying guests in some parts of the Highlands."
She tailed off as she saw the look on her father's face.
"I will not stoop to paying guests,"
he fumed, banging his spoon down on the table. Almost immediately, seeing that he had upset his daughter, whom he loved enormously, the Earl softened a little.
"But perhaps we can make some money out of him by taking him on shoots.
Aye, I will speak to MacGregor, the gamekeeper. See how our stocks of grouse are faring."
After breakfast, Moira went to her mother, who was busy inspecting the blue room in the west wing.
"Mother,"
she began. The Countess turned round with a strained smile.
"You must not mind your father's ill humour. He has so much to worry about at present," she said, tenderly smoothing down a lock of Moira's dark hair. "It is vital that this year's harvest will be a good one, and that the estate will start to make money again." "Are matters really that bad, Mother?"
Moira looked at her pleadingly.
"I'm afraid they are, my darling. And yes, we may have to postpone our plans to visit Edinburgh." "I am sure that I can find diversions here at Lednock," replied Moira bravely. "And if Mr. Harwood is to be our guest, then I can take him out riding along the brae."
The Countess smiled gratefully at her daughter. She was so proud of her. Although she had not inherited her own red hair and green eyes, she was the image of her father. The dark eyes, the noble brow, and the thick mass of dark brown hair. She was barely 18, but the Countess could see that Moira was becoming a beauty in her own special way.
"That would be lovely, dearest. Now, I must see that this room is fit to receive our guest. I think your father is coming round to the idea, and we should make ready."
Over the next week, the castle was cleaned from top to bottom by a group of women who lived locally. The Countess had retained only a small staff at Lednock, and having such an important visitor meant she needed more help. She was mindful of making a good impression on their American guest. Moira helped her father send out invitations for a weekend shooting party. She addressed the envelopes to a whole host of local worthies, many of whom they had not entertained for quite some time. Then the day eventually dawned when the mysterious Larry Harwood was due to arrive. The castle was in a frenzy of activity, so Moira and Ewan went on a long walk to avoid the bustle.